Again, we take less than a kazayis of a vegetable, we dip it in salt water, we will make a borei priya adama. Have in mind the maror, that our borei priya adama is for the maror as well. Baruch ato Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, borei priya adama.
Amen. Rabbi, why don't we lean on the
vegetable? That's such a good question.
Yeah, I know.
So what do you say, Yehuda?
I don't say anything in front of
them. Oh, you think? Now, you will notice how your clothes get stained from the salt water and from the grape juice, and you'll notice how the agados get stained. So you have to decide whether you want to bring a good agada to the table or not. We have a tradition in my family that we try to date the stains. The stains remind us this was the Seder when this guest was here and that was there when that guest was here. And based on the stains in the agada, we know. But your host might not be so appreciative. This was the bum who poured wine on my agada. So bring your own agadas. I'm telling you, you do spill. The table moves. You have grape juice. You have dirt. You should not use your host's agadas if you can avoid it. Purchase your own agada. For 5 shekel, you can get agada. It's not a big deal. Get your own agada and get one with English so you follow what's going on.
So is everything
kosher? The agadas, my wife already declared, are not kosher to Pesach because we bring them to our model Seder. No.
Was your water salty?
My water was not salty, no. It was supposed to be salty. I mean, they poured salt inside, but we didn't know the ratio, so my fault. Okay. I took this batch because this is my original.
The fact that the agadas here makes it not kosher to Pesach.
What?
We don't have any, like, clothes, do we?
In a minute, we'll have chametz here. Don't worry, no one here is kosher for Pesach.
Salt, salt
with a little bit of water. Every single book in your house is not kosher for Pesach.
Okay, that is a great question to be discussed on a different occasion. Okay, so we've dipped our karpas in salt water. Now the kid is wondering, what you guys up to? What you doing? So, kardeshurchat karpas yachat magid nohto motzi matzo. Maror korech shochan orech tavon borech halemilta. So what are we up to? Yachatz. We take the middle matzah. We break it in half, and now is the part you've all been waiting for. We finally have an afikoman. Okay, we take the bigger half. We can seal it for afikoman for the end of the Seder. You will not get a kazayis of your host afikoman because there simply isn't enough. Be happy to get a little piece.
Are we going to hide the afikoman?
Now, we haven't poured the second cup yet? 1 second. Let's get back on track. We did.
The winner gets a few dots of wood from the government of Israel automatically.
We did Kadesh, Urchatz, Karpas and Yachatz. And we're not up to pouring the second cup of wine. So that's okay that we didn't pour the second cup of wine.
Yeah, but some people
can. What?
That.
Okay. What? So we break the middle matzah. And at this point, I quickly tell the kids, you know how important this matzah is? Boy, this is such a precious matzah for me. I'd give anything. If someone would take it, I'd give anything to get it back. Boy, I hear there are ganavim in the house this Pesach. I hear that you guys were taught in cheder something about taking the afikoman from me. So we're going to see if that really happens. So guys, stay tuned. We will see. And at this point, I make it hard for them. And they say, oh, but that's not fair. I can't reach it. And I say, wait, in due time, I can't sit here the whole Seder this way. Eventually, it'll come out. Stay tuned. And then when they're not looking, I try to stick it under the tablecloth or inside my my pillowcase. And then the game begins, you know, where you want to keep them awake, you want to keep them focused. So it's a game throughout the Seder. Can they get the afikoman? And I make a dummy bag without matzah, and I stick that somewhere, and then they go for that until they realize it's empty. Okay, lad. So now I tell the kids, well, you know, we're remembering... Back in Mitzrayim, we didn't have this much food like now. We would have broken pieces of matzah. We didn't have whole matzah. And this bread is really the poor, poor bread. You know, tonight it's going to be yummy. But back in Mitzrayim, they didn't have anything else. Imagine if every day for lunch, this is what you got. Day after day, this is what you ate. And this is what they ate in Mitzrayim. You will realize that what I'm really doing is I'm paraphrasing the Halach Ma'anya in their language. Halach manya, we begin the Magid, we tell them, look, this broken piece of matzah, halach ma'anya, this is the poor man's bread, the achalu avatana ba'od mitzrayim that our forefathers ate in Egypt. But if you're going to stick to the Aramaic, what are your kids going to understand? Diddly squat. You want them to understand? You have to be able to talk to them in their language. You take the matzah and you tell them, you know, this is what we ate in Mitzrayim. It wasn't too delicious. But you know what? Now we have this big meal, and so whoever wants can join us. We're going to have a Pesach offering. Whoever wants can join us on that. This year we're here, but you know, we're on our way to a much bigger and better and brighter future in Jerusalem that will be rebuilt. We're still on our way there. And that's really the whole theme of tonight. We're telling them what was, what is, and what we expect will be. So that's the Halach Ma'anya, this poor man's bread, the Achalu Avatan of Arad Mitzrayim that our forefathers ate in the land of Egypt. Kol Dichvin, whoever's hungry, yete v'yecho. Look at how much food we have now. Whoever's hungry can join us. Kol Ditzi, whoever needs it, yete v'yifsach, let him come and celebrate Pesach with us. Hashat Ahacha, it's true, this year we're here. L'shana Abba Barad Yisrael, next year we'll be in Israel. Hashat Ahavdei, this year we're not completely free, we're slaves. L'shana Abba Nechori, next year we should be completely free. And at this point, what the Gemara wants us to do, what the Halacha wants us to do, is make believe the meal is over. So those of you who have been to my house know that at this point I get up and I say to my wife, thank you so much, everything was delicious, thank you everyone for coming, it was really nice, thank you, you should all have a good night and a good Yom Tov. And the kids get up and they say, Abba, but wait, we didn't do anything yet. Abba, why are you being funny? You're asking questions, good, what other questions do you guys have to ask? Ma nishtana halayla. Now, today, we don't have tables like they used to. In ancient times, they'd actually take the table away as though the meal was over, because they had tables that would come in for the meal and go out when the meal was over. We don't have tables like that. So what we do, we can just close that door. What we do is we cover the matzah, and that's supposed to be as though the meal is over. You know, when you make hamotzi, you uncover the matzah. When you didn't yet make hamotzi, you cover the matzah. I think that way we've pretty much lost the effect if you only do that. But that's what the Halacha expects us to do, to just cover the matzah, and that's as though you finished the meal. And again, we're doing this to pique the children's curiosity. So now the kids are all going to ask, hey Abba, what's going on here? This is really weird. Ordinarily, when we want to celebrate something, we bring a sacrifice, a toda sacrifice. And with that toda sacrifice, we know you eat matzah, but you also eat bread. How come tonight you're eating only matzah? What kind of celebration is this? How come ordinarily we eat, yeah, we have lettuce, but we also have other vegetables. What are we doing with primarily lettuce at the table? Every other night, you have one dip. You eat your salad with a little bit of salad dressing. Tonight, I have salt water. I have another fancy dip here. What's going on here? And ordinarily when we eat, when we eat the fancy meals of the sacrifices, then we recline. But the rest of the food, you eat the way you want. Tonight, everything you're eating sounds like you're going to recline. So those are the questions. And we sing it, and everyone says it. Ma nishtana halayla ze mikol halaylot, mikol halaylot, shebechol halaylot, anu ochlim chametz umatza. Chametz o matzah, halayla ze, halayla ze, kolo matzah, halayla ze, halayla ze, kolo matzah, shebechol halaylot, anu ochelim she'ar yerakot, she'ar yerakot. Halayla ze, halayla ze, maharo. Halayla ze, halayla ze, maharo. Shebechol halaylot, einanu matbilim, afelo pam echad, afelo pam echad. Halayla ze, halayla ze, shetei pe'amim. Halayla ze, halayla ze, shetei pe'amim. שבכל הלילות אנו אוכלים בין יושבנו ובין מסובן בין יושבנו ובין מסובן הלילה הזה הלילה הזה כולנו מסובים הלילה הזה הלילה הזה כולנו מסובים.
And as usual, at this point I realized that I'd forgotten to pour the second cup, which we were supposed to do before the Manishtana. But every year I forget. So now we're supposed to... So I'm in keeping with tradition. Okay. So we pour the second cup, and as usual, that was supposed to be before the Manishtana. And we have someone else pour our cup for us. And now we begin answering the kids' questions. Now, it's not only the kids. We're answering everyone else's questions, too. And we'll begin. So, we're up to Avadim.